I'm Florence Schwein with today's Desert Diary. Signs of volcanic activity are widespread within the Chihuahuan Desert. Lava flows, cinder cones, and ash flows remain to remind us of this part of our prehistory. Not that all of this was that long ago. The Valley of Fire flow in southern New Mexico is only a few thousand years old. We can be forgiven if we think solely in terms of volcanic rock as the result of volcanic eruptions. But think of pictures we've seen of erupting volcanoes. Something else also is at work. What's driving those immense clouds of ash thousands of feet into the air? Gases, of course. Gases coming out of solution as the lava reaches the surface, propelling tons of melted rock skyward. These gases may be more than just propellants, though. While water vapor typically is the most abundant gas, carbon dioxide, sulfur dioxide, hydrochloric acid, and hydrofluoric acid may be represented, among others. It's been suggested that widespread eruptions accompanied by vast amounts of carbon dioxide may be behind some global mass extinctions. Volcanoes produce much more than lava and ash. I'm Florence Schwein.